I see you finally woke up. Welcome back to the land of the living. You must be thirsty. Here, drink some water. I'm Captain Hyacinth. You're on my ship. My crew and I rescued you. Well, mostly my crew. Yes, exactly. The infamous pirate, Captain Hyacinth, who braved the seven seas and faced giant sea monsters. It's good to know my fame is known across multiple kingdoms. And you are? A knight from the Empire of the Red Sun. Yes, I figured from the uniform you're wearing. But what is your name? That's what I want to know. Don't worry. You don't need to tell me. Of course, a distinguished knight such as yourself wouldn't trust lowly pirates like me. That is what you're thinking, isn't it? That pirates are lowly pieces of trash that rob and kill innocent lives. That we only care about treasures, gold coins, and alcohol. That's what everyone thinks. Don't apologize. You didn't offend me. I'm used to this kind of prejudice. Anyways, how are you feeling, Knight? Any pain? Probably, yes, considering how serious the accident was. You don't remember what happened? It was a pretty bad wreck, so it makes sense you are so confused and lost. I regret to inform you, the ship you were on sank. Yes, exactly. You seem to be remembering what happened, after all. That's good. I'm sorry, but you're the only survivor. You're the only one we found alive. If my crew didn't see you floating on top of a door, you'd have died in a few hours as well. Oh, you're crying. Ugh, gods, I don't know how to deal with tears. Listen, I'm very sorry for what happened and for your fellow knights that didn't survive the wreck. That's why you must compose yourself and get better, so you can go on living for them. Don't say that. Don't you ever say that again. The sea chose you to stay alive. It chose you, and it brought you to me so I could save you. It was in your fate. In our fate. So don't say that you should have died with the others. It's not true. You failed. What do you mean? Oh, gods, that's tragic. You have my condolences. I had no idea your kingdom's princess was still in the ship. I saw some other knights' bodies floating around, but I didn't see your princess' body. I'm so sorry. I see. So she was promised as a bride to the prince from the Silver Moon Nation. So that's why you and all those knights were traveling so far. No, you didn't fail in protecting her. I'm sure you did all you could until the very end. I can see it in your eyes that you take your job as a knight very seriously. But the thing is, she isn't gone because you didn't do your job properly. It was because the sea is uncontrollable. There was nothing you could have done to save her. It's already a miracle that you are alive. Well, not a miracle. Fate, as I said before. You really don't look well. You should rest. I'm aware you're in distress right now, and everything that happened is still coming back to you, but do try to breathe slowly and relax. Here, drink some more water. You clearly need it. That's it. That's it. Good pet. Drink as much as you need, as much as you want. Are you feeling better now? Yes, I know. Of course, it's hard to feel better in a situation like this. I just want to make sure you have everything you need while you stay with us. Well, yes, obviously. You're staying with us. We're in the middle of the ocean, and it will be at least 4 days until we're even near the next kingdom. I can't just drop you off in the water. Not the same place I saved you from. There you go again, saying you ought to have perished. Why do you keep saying that? You don't have a purpose anymore? So, your only purpose in life was to be a knight, to protect the princess. But, well, what about other aspects of your life? What about your hobbies and passions, your wants, the things you enjoy? And what about love? Don't you have other purposes related to these things? Even if you only had one purpose, you can certainly find another one. Why, you can find multiple ones. You see, life is so much more than having just one goal. You can't focus on one thing alone. That's not healthy for you. For no one, actually. Well, if that's what you think, then maybe I should tell you a story. Maybe that will give you new points of view. Maybe it will change your mind, even. Maybe the story I tell you is exactly what you need to have a new purpose. No. Shh. Just listen. Once upon a time, there was a princess who was supposed to inherit the throne from her father, the king. She was born for this. She had trained all her life for this, to rule. It was her purpose in life, the most important, the only one, actually. And she stayed away from people that she thought would distract her from her future, stayed away from parties and any fun she could have had, stayed away even from her family and friends. She isolated herself in her training room, training and studying day and night for the moment when she would finally receive the crown. One day, however, everything changed. Everything she knew was gone in the blink of an eye. One day, all of a sudden, she lost everything. A neighboring kingdom attacked her nation. Everyone was caught off guard, so the enemy army was able to defeat most of her soldiers and enter the royal palace. They killed her mother and father, most of the palace employees, and they killed all of her personal guards. The princess was able to escape, thanks to the help of one of her footmen, who was also brutally killed while she fled to safety. She turned her back on the palace she grew up in, and stayed in all of her life, and escaped with one of the horses. She just rode and rode, with no right direction. And after hours that felt like days, she stopped riding and got off the horse. She felt the sand in her toes and realized that she somehow lost her shoes while trying to escape. She looked around and she saw more sand. She saw the sky, and she saw the sea. And she saw nothing more. She was alone. Completely alone. She had no one and nothing. Her parents were gone. Her trusted friends and allies were gone. Her kingdom and her people gone. The purpose of her life was gone. She lost everything. And she fell on her knees and she screamed her lungs out, cursing herself and her fate. After crying for what felt like an eternity, she couldn't feel anger anymore. She didn't feel sad anymore. She just felt empty. Nothing. She looked at the sea again and realized that she had never seen it before, even though her beautiful nation was full of beaches. She never stepped foot outside the palace to see those blue waters that looked so incredible because she was too busy studying to be a ruler. Something that now would never be. She got up. She walked towards the ocean and she vanished. She was never seen again. No, that's not the end. The end is very far, I'd like to believe. No, she didn't kill herself. She tried, but that's not what the sea wanted for her. It wasn't in her destiny to die like that. She was found by a pirate captain and his crew. I see you're beginning to understand. Yes, I am the princess from the story. Well, I was, actually. That princess doesn't exist anymore. Now I'm just a very charming pirate captain, and very humble, too, as you can see. When I was found by the former owner of this vessel, he offered me a place in his crew. I refused. I tried to end myself other times, and he and the other crew members always stopped me from doing it. He helped me a lot through my pain. He talked to me, consoled me, and taught me everything I know today. And with time, I realized that Even though that horrible feeling of loss was still inside me, it wasn't that strong anymore. It didn't control me anymore. I had friends, my crew. I had a tutor, the captain. I had happy moments. I had hobbies. I had a job to do every day. I had a new name, a new life. I realized I had a purpose again. More than one, as a matter of fact. Like what? Well, I want to explore more of the sea. I want to share moments with my crew. I want to discover treasures and create new stories to tell. I want to live. Oh, the old captain. He's fine. He's retired now, living in a small island with his family. He made me the new captain and told me to take care of his ship and crew, or he would kick my, as he said it, ass. In conclusion, you might think you don't have anything anymore, that you've lost everything and that life is not worth living, but I'm here to tell you, as someone who also lost everything she knew once, life is still worth it. You can still have a passion, a purpose. You can still change things for the better, but you need to want it. You're the only one that can do this for yourself. Hey, it's all right. You can cry. As I've said before, I'm not very good at dealing with others' people's tears, but I'll try my best to console you. Come here. It's okay. Everything's going to be just fine. You're going to be all right, dear knight. I'm going to give you the same help I received before. I'll do my best to show you that the sea was right in bringing you to me. What? Oh, so that's your name. Well, thank you for telling me. It's a pleasure to meet you. Rather unfortunate circumstances, but, well, you know what I mean. Yes, you should rest. You really need it. We can figure out your next steps when you're well rested and feeling a little better. Yes. I will stay with you until you fall asleep, of course. You're very welcome, my dear knight. Now, close your eyes and go to sleep. Rest your tired mind and soul, and think about your future and your new purpose. Let the sounds of the sea embrace you and comfort you in this difficult moment. Right now, I know that it really hurts, but someday, I promise, it will get tolerable. It will get better. Shh. Shh. Go to sleep. Have nice dreams. I'll see you when you wake up, my dear.